In Derby, the Siddiquis are watching the news.
Good evening, it's 6 o'clock and here are the headlines. Boris Johnson's got himself into more hot water.
Blah, blah, blah. Rugger. Casual. Racism. See you round the back of A Block for a jolly good fisting.
Oh, that is wonderful, John. You get a burst of the lime, the rich chocolate, and then the heat and the kick of the Cointreau.
Now, would you like to kick things off with a little Jaeger bomb or a cheeky Vimto? Yes!
Hey, big boy. Hey, look at me. Yes, hey, that dessert was f***ing delicious. Yes, well done.
And here we can observe a creature that is never off our television screen. The observational comedian.
And have you noticed that when you throw a ball in the air, it comes back down? I mean, what's all that about?
What will I be giving a caning to today? Trump? Brexit? Wrong. Beans on f***ing toast.
Now, some comedians are actually intellectual, hosting shows about math and science or topical news-based quiz shows.
Yes, it's me, David, popping up on yet another panel show. I haven't got a clue if I'm on 8 out of 10 cats, have I got news for you, would I lie to you, or QI? Have you noticed that since I've been in America, I've developed this weird inflection at the end of every sentence?
You could have a voice that's annoyingly loud and bombastic.
Or perhaps a voice that's more gentle, that's able to contemplate the universe and the millions of stars in our wonderful galaxy.
One thing you don't want, is someone that, despite being a champion, has a voice that will literally bore you to death.
Well, I am very pleased for you, but I did not see it.
As I say, you know, them players will be looking to improve on their performance in the next round and, you know, try not to listen to my commentary and fall asleep.
Oh, do shut up.